USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
President Trump continues to rally across America. Monday, his campaign stop was Prescott, Arizona.
We are going to keep on working. We are going to keep on fighting. And we are going to keep on winning, winning, winning. We are one movement, one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God.
Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden is staying at home this week, reportedly preparing for Thursday's debate in Nashville, Tennessee. The 90-minute debate is divided into six 15-minute segments, with each candidate granted 2 minutes to deliver uninterrupted remarks. The open mic portion of the debate will not feature a mute button, but interruptions by either candidate will count toward their time. USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Putting to rest the ownership of a laptop computer forfeited from a Delaware computer store after being abandoned, Rudy Giuliani tells Fox News the personal information on the hard drive is 100% Hunter Biden's.
There's 5 pieces of information on it that only Hunter Biden would have. So it is definitely his hard drive. Plus, the pictures, which I hope nobody has to look at, the pictures make it clear. This is Hunter Biden.
As investigators continue to scour through the 40,000 emails, early releases of emails implicate Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden with wrongdoing. The Biden campaign calls the accusations a smear job. Joe Biden has been staying at home and hasn't taken any more questions on the matter. The best meteor shower of the fall is happening late Tuesday night through early Wednesday morning. The annual Orionid meteor shower from Halley's Comet debris will drop around 20 meteors per hour across the globe. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Democrat Vice Presidential candidate Joe Biden on the campaign trail Sunday. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden has called a lid until Thursday's debate, which means, in essence, no public events are scheduled for the former vice president this week. While campaigning in the battleground state of North Carolina on Sunday, the former vice president took President Trump to task on his handling of the coronavirus pandemic.
He told Bob Woodward in a taped interview that the disease was deadly, much worse than the flu. And here's what he did. According to the New York Times, 3-4 days ago, his administration gave Wall Street investors a heads up, but he didn't tell us, just his friends on Wall Street. That's why they made so much money by, quote, selling short. Well, who got sold short? Y'all got sold short.
Democrat vice presidential candidate Kamala Harris was in Florida Monday. President Donald Trump and Democratic nominee Joe Biden will at times have their microphones muted during the next debate, organizers said. When one of the two candidates is given a chance to reply to a two-minute answer to each of the 6 debate topics, his opponent's microphone will be muted. The final debate scheduled between Trump and Biden is set for Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern in Nashville, Tennessee. It will be moderated by NBC News' Kristen Welker. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.